Omar Khan went on McAfee show today and said nothing happening as far as the wide receiver mill is concerned. Still nothing. More than 24 hours after Bryant McFadden's significant playmaker potentially on the way to Pittsburgh tweet went out.
How's this look for BMAC if it just turns out to be a nothing burger? What happens here?
Well, he's going to have to explain what he heard and maybe why it went sideways is what's going to have to happen. Or he could just say whatever. I thought I had a source. By the way, this, he didn't say it was a done deal. So I think that covers him up a little bit, although on Twitter and social media, people don't really do nuance in the gray area that much.
No.
They'll just, from now on, whenever he tweets anything that's even remotely close to news, they'll throw this back in his face and they won't take him seriously.
You know what the worst part is? Because he wrote significant playmaker, people are just going to use that phrase repeatedly. It's going to be like, oh, is this guy a significant playmaker?
Oh, like they just make like a depth signing?
Oh, I heard he's a significant blitz.
They signed Zay Jones, who just got cut by the Jaguars. Is this their significant playmaker, right? BMAC?
I mean, it's like what you get with, is it the new Montana to Rice here?
And what would that be, Wilson to Wilson?
Yes, actually.
I really think that if they don't make a move for another high-end wide receiver, I'm going to have a very difficult time picking the Steelers to scale the Mount Everest and Mount Kilimanjaro that is the Bengals getting Burrow back in the division. And I will, even though I feel better about the team now than I did when the season ended, I still have a very difficult time with all the moves they've made saying they're better than Cincinnati, Kansas City. And I would even throw Houston in there just because they made the Diggs move, and I expect Stroud to be even better in his second year.
Stroud's going to be a top five NFL quarterback this year. He might have been close to it last year, quite honestly. They need Pickens plays the X. They need a Z receiver.
How about a Y? Do they have a good Y?
Spider,
who plays
Y2
flanker
banana?
And who plays split end?
See, I always thought about that. Was the flanker the guy who was on the stronger side of the formation? I never understood that.
Let's get someone on to really break down flanker and split end.
They do need an outside receiver because Tomlin already tipped his hand that it's Roman Wilson plays slot. The one thing I'll say is the way they have been so aggressive in identifying areas that they feel they need to improve. Clearly corner, by the way, they must like Dante Jackson more than we think they should. I can't imagine that they won't do a deal to get a receiver. The only thing that becomes complicating here, Pony, is it's not as simple as signing a guy unless you're going to put Tyler Boyd in that role. It is a two to tango situation. If you want to make a trade, you've got to make a deal that's attractive to an